two of the Fairbanks four say they lied to police about some of what they did the October 1997 night John Hartman was attacked, but maintained they did so out of fear and confusion, not guilt. Kevin Pease and Eugene Vent took the stand yesterday at an ongoing evidentiary hearing to consider whether they and two others also convicted of the crime are innocent. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Kevin Pease told the court he resorted to a lie about being with his girlfriend the night John Hartman was fatally beaten on a downtown street because he had not tracked the time during a rambling night of partying and travel around the city.
I lied because I was scared. I lied because I wasn't there. And, you know, it was just, I knew everything was not going right, and I did not handle the situation correctly.
Eugene Vent, who'd also been drinking heavily during the night, including at a party with Pease, said he blacked out for part of it before being picked up by police. During questioning Tuesday by his attorney, Pease admitted to lying to police about some of the events of the evening, saying he confessed to involvement in the Hartman attack after police offered false evidence.
Tell me that there was blood and my footprints were in the blood numerous times.
Vent said he reconsidered his confession after sobering up.
I just realized that I wasn't with Marvin. I wasn't with George. I know I blacked out from 3 o'clock until I got arrested. And I got a chance to think. And I realized that there's no way that I could have done them like this.
Tuesday's testimony by Vent and Pease followed that of George Fries last week. The other member of the Fairbanks Four, Marvin Roberts, has yet to take the stand. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.